Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Got some good news to report. Finally, we're talking about bars and restaurants and pools and health clubs opening up. And that includes Lifetime Fitness on a limited basis starting on June 10th. Joining us now, Jeff Zwiefel, who is the COO and just the guy that's been there for a long time. Minnesota State Mankato star and a teammate to my old neighbor Everett Bratch there, I always remember. Jeff, how are you tonight?
Hey, Mike, great to be with you tonight. Thanks for having me.
You know, obviously this has been an awful time for all of us, but the irony of it has been that we're fighting a virus and we're not working out at health clubs. And we understand all the reasons why. It's just ironic that when we need good health more than ever, we can't access. What's it been like the last couple months at Lifetime Fitness as you've had to economically and socially figure out where you stand in all this?
Yeah, it undeniably, it's been a challenge on companies of all sizes. And certainly we're not immune from that. You know, the blessing has been that it allows a company like us to make sure we focus on the things that really matter and get back to the basics. And, you know, the good thing, Mike, you know, we are in a phenomenal spot, ready to open 24 of our home state clubs where the company started back in 1992 on Wednesday, June 10th of next week. You know, Mike, we've already had the fortunate ability of opening almost 62 clubs across the United States.
Yeah, that's right. I forget that. Yeah, because we're not. Yeah. How has that gone?
It's gone phenomenal. You know, what is most amazing is the confidence, the comfort, the trust that we've gotten from our members and our 40,000 team members, right, on our operating protocols, where we've been spending our time, as you might appreciate, Mike, when you don't have the time to run, you know, the beautiful country club and resorts that we have, 150 of them all over the country, and all shut down March 16th, to your point. We've developed the 400-page COVID-19 protocol. I mean, the operational systems have been intense. Every year of the club, as you know, Mike, we've got clubs that range on average from 120 to 275,000 square feet. So they're big. And that really serves to us as an advantage right now where social distancing is so key. So our spaces are large, and it allows us to ensure that we can maintain that 6 foot or more distancing in every area. But more than ever, people want to be assured that the spaces are going to be clean. You know, the virus is there on surfaces, and so we've gone over the top in these 62 clubs that we've already opened. And not only from our members and team members have we had confidence and trust, but we've also gotten validation inclusive of the health inspectors, the Department of Health, of so pleased with what we've done. For example, we just opened our clubs in Vegas a couple of days ago, two clubs in Las Vegas, and the health inspector came in to examine our kids' space, and they actually – and we had some restrictions, and they opened it up, seeing our protocol and have the confidence and comfort in the protocol that we're using to all ages. And so, again, it's just a good indication that we are going up and beyond what the expectation is, because right now we know we need to, Jeff, and it's very important.
You know, with that in mind, have they opened give me the – when I hear I think 25% capacity is what you can use – And I don't even know what are they normally at. Like if I work out at 10 in the morning, what capacity is that normally at?
Yeah, well, it's a little complicated, Mike, as you might appreciate, because how that is being viewed is really probably per kind of room or per designated space.
Okay.
And when you think about our big clubs and our wide open fitness floors,
yeah.
what we've done to ensure that we provide those social distancing is we've, of course, blocked off every other piece of cardio equipment to give people ample space. We've blocked off at least every third locker, for example, allow four people in a bay at a time. We're requiring certain protocol be deployed of one person in a lap lane in the pools. We're requiring schedule and registration that we've stood up quickly for space restriction and limiting the sizes in our group fitness classes, our yoga and cycle formats, and our kids' spaces. So that's conveniently able to be now done on our app. So we don't envision any problem with our large spaces accommodating our members with a 25%. What we've done, Mike, as you may be heard, with every one of the clubs before we've been open, we've gone out and done member surveys. And the member surveys have provided us with tremendous insight. I did a lot of those calls myself as we first opened Oklahoma City about 25, 30 days ago. And we've since opened all of our 26 Texas clubs in Austin, Houston, and Dallas. And, you know, in Minnesota, as an example, 70% of the people that we surveyed via phone calls said they were desiring to return now. In Colorado, as an example, which we're opening next Thursday, 90%+ said they're ready to return now. We'll be opening our clubs in California on Friday of next week, in Missouri on June 15th. So we'll have 100 out of 152 clubs open here by June. And again, it's an indication to your point, Mike, that consumers understand the need to be healthy. They need to be active. We need to do it safely. And we need to make sure they provide them the environment where they can achieve those objectives with themselves and their families and their kids.
Jeff, I'm just so glad to hear some good news of any kind right now. And it just
it lights me up.
You know. And 25%, you tell me what I need to know. If you want me to bring wet wipes, if you want me to bring a mask, just let me know and I'll be there. I'm just so excited to see, for so many reasons, our physical health creates our mental health. We need that. We also need the economy of Lifetime Fitness, such a big corporate part of Minnesota, all of the above. We need to get, you know, and I know people don't want to go, you know, warp speed right away, but we just need to get some positive things going, and the energy that comes from a health club is just like no other, and Lifetime has always done such a great job of being clean and safe and spacious, and so I just salute you, and I can't wait to get this going.
Thank you, and we'll be doing temperature checks with team members. Our employees will be doing masks for our team members. We will be doing digital thermal scans in some of our clubs for member temps. I mean, we're all over it. And we've developed a ProCure EPA disinfectant that will be used throughout the day on all surfaces. And we're applying that virus-killing agent overnight on every club to disinfect this every square foot of the club, Mike. So we're excited about it as well. We're proud to be able to unveil the protocol and love to have everybody back in starting next Wednesday, June 10th.
We will see you soon, my friend, and I look forward to it. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for having me this evening, my friend. See you soon.
You bet. Jeff Zwiefel, COO, Lifetime Fitness, and Natalie Bouchard gave me the text earlier today and said, I finally got some good news for you. And I said, finally. One step at a time. We get it. Can't do too much. Probably can't play basketball. There are things that you might be limited in. But it's just nice to have that option and that alternative. There's guys that I worked out with that I haven't seen for 3 months. It just zipped by, you know?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.